And he draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against North Huron's Dylan Kane. That's his first, team sixth. At the free throw line, Derek Snyder. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far with 4 points in the night. First free throw is up. This one's good. He now has five. Back out to a double-digit lead for Deckerville, 31-21. Kane sits down, replaced by Will Case, the freshman. Jim goes deathly silent for the away team. Second free throw as good as the first. He's now at 50%. 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 6 points altogether. 32-21, 11-point lead for Deckerville. Playing much better than their 3-10 record shows so far. John Hoodie for three, top of the key. This one's no good. Rebound, though. Shapinski puts it back up. This one's blocked from behind by Abreu in out of bounds. Last touch by North Huron.
Things are just not going well for North Huron right now.
Jose Abreu is a beast in there, John. Wide, broad-shouldered. He has only 2 points, but he has 4 rebounds and 1 block.
He's made his presence known. Snyder there. Bringing the ball up.
Across midcourt, left, right, across the radio at the free throw line, over to the left wing for three from, that'll be Kalesa's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by, offensive rebound by Kynan. This one's no good. Rebound to Ty Knobloch. In transition, North Huron's over to Morris. Majority of the offense there. Now down to 9-point lead for Deckerville, 32-23, minute 45 left in the first half. Over to left wing to Kalesa. Pivoting very well into the corner. Kind of for three. This one's short. Rebound brought in by a maroon jersey, but it's blocked by Case. And here comes North Huron. Morris over to the opposite block to John Hoodie. In for 2 points. Hoodie's first points of the evening. Just the third player to score for North Huron. 32-25. A 7-point ball game in favor of Deckerville at the moment. Deckerville nearly throws it out of bounds, but Ty Knobloch touches it and bails out the Eagles.
North Huron is forcing the action. They're coming right out on top of them, looking to get into a running game, and it has worked for the last minute or so.
Derek Snyder gets the inbound back to Kalesa. 1:15 left in the second. Derek Snyder at the left wing, extended about 8 feet behind the three. With the high post back to Snyder. To Kynath, top of the key. North Huron in a 2-3 zone now. Right wing, one dribble to Kalesa, and it's stolen by DeAndre Morris. In transition, the bucket is good from the left side. Morris with 14 points, 7 in each quarter so far. Less than a minute to play in the first half. 32-27, a 5-point ball game. Abreu in the lane. That's too much. Rebound, Knobloch. North Huron pushing tempo yet again. Morris at the free throw line pulls up for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Kalesa for Deckerville. Derek Snyder wasting no time. Instead, Ty Knobloch's there to steal it. And then it runs into Derek Snyder, who's going to be called for the block. That'll be Derek Snyder's
third foul.
And that is bonus, putting it Ty Knobloch to the free throw line for 1-1. Probably not the player you want to foul in bonus. 32 seconds left in this first half.
This is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Warriors.
No kidding. Stop the clock. Score when it's not running. It's just a 5-point game, 2-possession ball game. Morris sits down, replaced by Brad Hoodie. Snyder sits down for Deckerville with 3 fouls. Looks like Curtis Vogel's going to be checking in for the last 32 seconds for Deckerville after if a made free throw. Ty Knobloch's first free throw. This one's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by himself. Off the glass. This one's off the mark. And rebound Abreu for Deckerville. And they can't bring in the pass in transition. And there is North Huron to scoop it up. Just the third turnover, though, for Deckerville. Lead by 5 points. North Huron going for a last shot. Ty Knobloch dribbling the left corner, trailing 32-27. Brad Hoodie to Shapinski in the right corner for three. This one's no good. Rebound. Ty Knobloch puts it in for two. Knobloch with 13. 1 second left. The half-court shot's no good from Kynath. And we have a 3-point ball game at the half. Deckerville leading 32 to North Huron's 29, but a good effort from North Huron in the final 2 minutes to bring this in within one position at the end of the first half. Right here on the WLW Sports Network. Deckerville 32, North Huron 29.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Don't waste another minute searching for a printer to help you with printing projects. Call Thumb Printing Professionals of Deckerville. Thumb Printing Professionals works with businesses, schools, nonprofit organizations, and individuals, and has established a reputation for being flexible, creative, and easy to work with. Providing business materials like brochures, posters, banners, decals, and forms, plus printing projects that are close to your heart, such as unique wedding invitations, photo magnets, artwork reproductions, and even book publishing for all the writers here in the Thumb. Promotional products such as calendars, pens, and coffee mugs with your business imprint are popular as well. Plus hundreds of paper choices and printing possibilities to fit any budget. Customer files are always welcome too.
Hi, this is Tammy Barker with Thumb Printing Professionals, and I would love to help you out with your next printing project. I'm only a quick phone call or email away. Just bring up Thumb Printing Professionals online for our contact information, website, and Facebook page. Or call me at 989-864-8008.
There's a new sandwich shop in town inside the Port Austin Market. Made-to-order sandwiches with fresh sesame seed hoagie buns. Choose from a variety of meats and add your favorite toppings like spinach, alfalfa sprouts, cucumbers, and tomatoes, all cut fresh daily. The Port Austin Market has roasted chicken and potato wedges. Take a trip down memory lane with old-fashioned donuts, and their coffee station has fresh-brewed Colombian coffee. The Port Austin Market only carries fresh butcher-cut USDA choice Angus beef, locally grown produce, a full-line seafood department, and one of the largest liquor selections in the area. Shop the Port Austin Market just a block from the dock, downtown Port Austin.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency of Port Austin would like to thank everyone for their unwavering support during the recent passing of its president, Tom Schmidt. The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency has been an integral part of Port Austin's history for the past 100 years, and the current ownership wants to assure everyone that we will continue to operate as we have in the past and provide you with the best possible service going forward. Janice Ventline and Anita Eisler have the experience and knowledge to address all of your insurance needs. Please give them a call at 738-5202 with any questions. That's at 738-5202.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network at the half as Deckerville in North Huron doing battle. Deckerville's led by as many 12 points when it was 30-18, but then North Huron finishes the half on an 11-2 run to bring it within a three-point ball game at the half. At the end of the first quarter, North Huron was leading 16-15. Then Deckerville outscored North Huron 17-13 in the second quarter to get us to that final score at half, 32-29. After 16 minutes of play. Leading the scoring for North Huron Actually, all scores for the night, Tuckerville so far. Isaac Kineth with 15 points. He had three threes in the first quarter and then hit three field goals in the second quarter, 15 points. And then scoring all of that, six total scores for Deckerville. After Isaac Hines is 15, you have Derek Snyder at 6, Lucas Asher at 5, and then the trio at 2,